The World This Week. Business.
The Federal Reserve decided to leave its key interest rate unchanged at a range of 5% to 5.25%. It was the first time that America's central bank left the rate on hold following 10 consecutive increases, which started in March 2022. However, it indicated that it would probably lift the rate twice again this year. The easing of inflationary pressures was a big factor behind the Fed's decision. America's overall annual inflation rate fell to 4% in May, the lowest it's been since March 2021. Core inflation, which strips out energy and food prices, was 5.3%. It has hardly budged since the start of the year, in part because housing-related costs are rising. Despite higher mortgage rates, house prices are steadily increasing again. The French finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, secured a promise from 75 food producers to cut their prices. Food prices in France rose by 14.1% in the 12 months to May. New figures showing that wages are soaring in Britain probably mean that more interest rate rises from the Bank of England are on the cards. The data caused the yields on short-term government bonds to jump to their highest level since August 2008, higher even than the spike after the ill-fated mini-budget of Liz Truss's government last September. UBS completed its takeover of Credit Suisse, bringing an end to the latter's 167 years of independence. For now, it will operate as a subsidiary. The emergency takeover was proposed by the Swiss government in March, following the collapse of market confidence in Credit Suisse after years of scandals and losses. The combined company will oversee $5 trillion in assets. America's Nasdaq Stock Exchange agreed to buy Adenza, a provider of risk management and regulatory software, for $10.5 billion. Nasdaq is best known for the tech firms that list their shares on the exchange. It reckons the deal will boost its financial compliance services. In Japan, the Nikkei stock market index closed above the 33,000 mark for the first time since 1990. It was boosted this week in part by a surge in the share price of SoftBank, amid rumors that it might team up with the firm behind ChatGPT. The Nikkei has gained 30% this year and the topics 20%, helped by a weaker yen that has attracted foreign investors.